You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's hour two of three on the Chris and Amy Show. You can watch the show on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. You'll see an off-center Scott Jagow. Oh. We've also got Amy Markscores and Chris Ranji today.
Scott Jagow's barely on the show.
I'm barely hanging in there.
At Chris Amy KMOX. Okay. Follow us on Twitter. Scott is in from the KMOX newsroom. First things first, Scott.
Yeah.
Are you nervous?
I'm a little nervous. Yeah. I know what you're talking about because you have to be nervous too.
I'm terrified.
Terrified.
And he's, you know, because he's heartbroken already. So yeah. He's traumatized already right. By Illinois State. Yeah. Oh my God. And so now he's got that bad attitude.
Well, I think it's bad attitude. It's interesting. Both of our teams are being disrespected right now by the national media.
Yeah. Let's start with everyone
your Buffalo. Fake news.
Everyone is on the Packers and everyone is on the Jaguars, and I don't get it. Vegas says otherwise, and I don't understand it. They're just pushing Josh Allen aside. Like, he hasn't had the best playoff record, not record in terms they've lost to the Chiefs, but his performance in the playoffs has been the best ever. I mean, almost. His numbers are ridiculous in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And he's going to show up on Sunday. I guarantee you that. And Jacksonville has a good team. I get it. But it's a little over the top now. Everybody's like, yeah, Buffalo's and done.
But okay. Don't you want to be kind of disrespected?
I do. I like it.
Yes, no. I would rather be in that position because it would make me so nervous if they're like, oh, Buffalo's going to steamroll that.
Yeah. Nobody's saying that at all. I appreciate it. I am actually happy that they were being disrespected. But I feel the same way. I think the Bears and Bills are very similar teams this year. And the Bears are being a little disrespected, and Caleb Williams is, and Ben Johnson.
Well, here's what I will tell you. They have been, for the last several weeks, even though they've started to win and look pretty good overall, I think they've been the underdog almost every time, except for one. And there's just still this lack of belief in them. And I don't know when they get it. Maybe it's next year. I don't know, but I do know their defense is pretty lousy. That's the problem. It is pretty lousy unless they're getting turnovers, which, you know, it's tough. Yeah, exactly.
So
I get it. I still think they're
a good team, and why not now? I mean, there's no reason. It's not like there's a dynasty in the NFC or the AFC right now. There's nobody that stands out. So, to me, actually, Jacksonville is the worst matchup we could get from a Buffalo perspective. I think they're the best team right now in the AFC. So, if we get by them, I love our chances to go to the Super Bowl. Because I do not buy Denver. I definitely do not buy New England. I think they could get beat by the Chargers this weekend.
I kind of agree with you.
Yeah. And Houston's a little overrated because their defense is so good. But I've watched CJ Stroud take snaps in the NFL. And he ain't there good.
Well, I agree with you on that, too.
Well, we were also...
And Aaron Rodgers is 82. So
yeah, he's 100.
He just looks... You know, he looks mangy. You know, not a lot of... I mean,
you know what I think?
That game the other day was insane.
He just looks mangy.
If you watch that game when they ended up winning because the kicker missed a field goal...
Oh, my God. I couldn't believe it.
The look on Aaron Rodgers' face was like, oh, damn, I got to keep
play
going.
Next week.
I'm done. I'm ready to go home.
I think he was.
That's what he looked like.
I think he was ready to go home.
I think
that was crazy.
I think in that moment when they were lining
up
for the kick.
And now Harbaugh's gone. Mm-hmm. I can't tell you how much I detest Lamar Jackson. I cannot stand him.
Why?
Because I think he's an arrogant...
What?
Dude, and he gets injured. If he gets injured, if his thumb gets hurt, he will sit out for 4 weeks.
Oh, stop.
If the team's not backing him up, if he thinks they're not backing him up, he's very selfish. His mom is his agent.
God.
I do not like Lamar Jackson.
The mom agent?
Yeah.
The mom being agent.
You can't have a mom agent.
All he had to do the other day was they asked him a question about Harbaugh, and he would not say anything about his coach. That threw up a red flag right there. Harbaugh's gone because Lamar runs that town, and I can't stand him. I mean, he is my least favorite professional athlete of all time.
Yes. Scott.
He's overrated.
I'm on Scott's side. I hate a bad attitude.
He's overrated. Yeah. Yes, and he sulks on the sidelines.
Overrated?
He sulks.
He can't speak. I mean, he's just terrible.
He can't speak. What are you talking about?
Because he's too busy sulking.
Yeah. He is awful. He is awful.
I think that's outrageous.
I've never even given Lamar Jackson a thought right now. I'm livid. I'm livid right now. I've never even thought about him. I had to Google who he was.
It's just me.
I had to Google who he was, and now I'm mad.
He's been coddled by the media.
You don't even know him.
Because I agree with Scott.
He's been coddled by the media since the beginning of his career.
He's a very good player.
He is good.
He's one of the best in the NFL.
Yeah, when he can run. If he can't run, he's not that good.
What does it matter?
Well, is he?
He can still throw.
Is he in the playoffs? Is he going to the playoffs?
Was he hurt?
Was he hurt? He played.
Hey, is this the passive aggressive conversation we're having right now?
Yeah. All right.
He's in the playoffs every year.
I'm on a little soapbox here. Let's move on.
So then, by your logic, Mahomes isn't very good because he's not in the playoffs.
Well, he hasn't been very good.
Is he whining?
But I don't. Are you serious?
Oh, here we go. Now we're setting off Scott.
Do you see him on the field when the referees
don't?
Oh my God, I can't stand it.
You know what we should do?
He's so whiny.
Maybe we should do a March Madness tournament of the whiniest players.
Let's do it.
Do we have any here in town?
Yes.
We'll have to think about that.
I think we have.
Okay. Anyway, now that we got that off our chest.
Yeah, I get.
How's it going?
Is everything all right?
I went. I'm a little prickly this morning.
Yeah,
no.
For some reason. Because you're nervous about
this
weekend.
Maybe that's it. Maybe that's it. I went to Frenchtown Audio.
Yeah.
Frenchtown Records. There's two stores. They're both owned by the same people. Man, that's cool. That is just a cool spot. The record store is on Park Avenue, kind of near Lafayette Square. And the audio place is on Gravoy. Just brand new. They just opened it up with Alpha Electronics, which is a place you go get your stuff fixed.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
And it's all together now in one, because the guy, David Boykin, the owner, the company Alpha realized that he was their biggest customer because he was bringing all this audio equipment in. He was like 30% of the business. So he just bought the business. So he owns it now. But they have all this cool vintage equipment, man. There's a speaker in there from Klipsch.
Yes, I know Klipsch. It's how much?
18 grand. It's
beautiful.
It's no. It's beautiful though. It's like a wood. Oh man. So he played some records through different era speakers.
Okay.
Back to back. It was pretty cool. So he went, here's what the 60s sounded like. And then he go, same audio, 70s, 80s, 90s, and it was just cool to hear the difference. And
did the music of the era influence at all the priorities in building the speakers? In the sense of, was the 60s more tinny, you know, the 70s heavier?
I don't know
heavier?
The answer to that. I don't know.
I didn't know that you would be able to tell the difference between a 60s speaker and a 70s
speaker. Well, I wouldn't have been able to tell the difference, but I just listened to what it sounded like through different speakers, which was kind of cool. They have some really neat equipment, but it's not like you go in there and the only thing you can do is spend $18,000 on a speaker. I mean, they have two speakers for both. You get both of them for $200 and they sound amazing. So you can get the whole spectrum. You can get tape decks. They've got beautiful turntables. Oh, just gorgeous.
You know, I love vinyl because it's physical music. I love the idea of vinyl. And I grew up listening to my dad's records when we were 4 or 5, 6, 7. I mean, my whole childhood, My dad had his whole college collection, you know, crates of vinyl records, and he had his old JVL speakers from the 70s, which I guess would be, what, 3.5 feet tall, something like that.
Yeah.
Pretty big speakers. He has two of them. And we would sit for hours grabbing the vinyls, and the, you know, and they were magical because of the cover art. So Crisis from Supertramp is like the person sunbathing on top of the roof, and there's like this dystopian city, and Crime of the Century, these bars in outer space, and we would flip through the covers. And you could read the lyrics, and you would listen to the music, and we'd run around and dance, at which point the records would skip, you know, because you jumped too hard on the floor.
I remember those days. I have fond memories of, my dad actually started with a reel-to-reel system, so we had some reel-to-reel, and then when I got in radio, I actually worked with reel-to-reel, with razor blades and tape,
so
before we had digital editing.
So I learned it in college, but by the time I got to a professional environment, they didn't use it. So I never have had to do it professionally.
I think Debbie and Tom all have.
Yeah.
And Megan, all, I think they've
all. It's not
like,
fun.
Literally.
I do not want to go back to that era. Wow. However, people are going back in terms of audio equipment. Vinyl has gotten really expensive. So the newest trend right now is CDs and cassettes. Mm. Young people are going back to CDs.
Oh, apparently. Really?
Yeah. Hmm. And some cassettes, there was a couple in there yesterday looking for a tape deck. I was like, who needs a tape deck? But that's the way it is these days.
Yeah.
I mean, especially because cassettes didn't sound good in the first place.
No, right.
I mean, CDs, I get.
Cassettes.
And you have to rewind. And,
well, there was eight-track cassettes, they were the worst mediums.
Those were
worst formats because fast-forwarding and rewinding to get to where you want.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, like, just it,
at
it
least
was the
CDs
worst.
You can skip.
Yeah. And I do think there...
And CDs sound really good.
Yeah, yeah.
There's something where everything is so sterile and perfect and impersonal, even with streaming Spotify and Bluetooth, that people are nostalgic for anything, even if it's a little bit tactile or there's some type of experience where you're involved in putting the CD in the machine. Because I get vinyl, right? And this nostalgia for that. It also does sound different. There's a depth to it.
Yeah.
You may think, well, what's special about CDs? It might be the experience above anything else.
That's what the young people are saying. As the old people, I'm talking from that perspective. But the store owner said the young people are wanting something in their hands, and they're a little over the streaming thing. And the opposite thing is happening with older people. They want what they call high definition streamers. I didn't even know this was a piece of equipment, but so not just a Bluetooth speaker, it's a high definition streamer.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So I think the audio rate is much higher. So it sounds way better. And
but wait, I'm sorry, but you would play Spotify off of it like
yes,
that?
Yes, yeah, through one of these devices, high-definition streamers.
Well, I haven't heard of it. So when we talk about that, I know that depending on the app that you use to stream music, if it's Spotify or YouTube Music or Amazon Music, whatever it is, that they're not, and I don't know which one is better. I know there are some that are, what's the word I'm looking for? Like a higher definition.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like Tidal, I think is one of them.
Oh, okay.
I believe it's the Jay-Z's. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So like that is supposed to be a pretty good high res, but some of the others are not. But you don't know it. The average person doesn't know what the fidelity is, or
right.
You got to be one of those audiophile kind of people.
And there are a lot of them in this town because they're going to this store, and he has two showrooms.
It's very cool.
Yeah, you can listen to the music, and he played me some music on speakers that were $9,000 a piece. I mean, I could have sat there for hours. It was just so awesome. That's, I mean, when you get, you feel the depth of the bass and just the depth of the whole thing, it's so cool.
Where was it again?
Frenchtown Audio.
Yeah.
And he's got two stores. One of them's a record antique store. He has a clock made by Napoleon's watchmaker, clockmaker, from like 1820. He's got some cool little things. He's got some oil paintings from like the 17th century. Plus the record... He has 100+ thousand records. 100,000. I don't know. I said, how did you accumulate 100,000 records? Probably more than that by now. But he just buys everything, and then he only puts the good stuff in the stores. And I said, what's the good stuff? He said, well, for in terms of price, it's probably stuff you've never even heard of. Because it's in demand in some niche market, but it's there aren't many of them. So maybe like old electronica, something like that, goes for a lot of money. I mean, David Bowie, on the other hand, there's so much of his stuff out there. Mm-hmm. It's not that valuable.
Right.
What That's about really a good interesting. A good Amy Grant album? What?
No, nobody wants that.
I've got it. Looking down to my collection.
Right. It's the audience of
you're
one.
You're looking for one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll go to Frenchtown Records.
You should check out Frenchtown Records for sure.
Nothing but bangers from Amy Grant.
Three good things roaming St. Louis this weekend. Do you have a chat with Stu Mac or no?
Yeah, we have a revisit, a chat with Stu. We're talking about going to the dentist.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
I hate it.
Stu didn't go to the dentist for 15 years. And the last time he went to the dentist was in Bolivia. Okay. It's a hell of a story.
I'd like to hear this one.
Yeah. Sounds exciting.
Don't miss it.
Sunday morning. Yeah.
From 6:30 to 9:30
on 104.1 FM KMOX. It's Scott Jagow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.